23rd at W288 DX 105.5 FM.
Check this out.
105.5, The King.
It's cool.
Ladies and gentlemen,
The Chubb Rock Show.
With Simon Baby.
They're going to treat you right.
The Chubb Rock Show with Simon Baby, Carol Blackman, and Kiki. You know, this young man that we're going to talk to today, people thought that I taught him how to play the piano. I said, no, I didn't teach him how to play the piano. They asked me, did I teach him how to sing because he's using my singing style? I said, no, I'm a rapper. But he's a brother of mine. All right? Brian McKnight is with us today.
Now, that was funny. Yeah, I mean, I know you're a funny dude, but man, that's intros I've ever had. I need to bottle that and put it, have that when I open up my shows when we come back. How you doing, man?
I'm doing very well, man. I am blessed. It's an honor to speak to you. Been following your career for a long time.
Appreciate that.
I want to ask you a question, man. During this whole situation, protesting going on, racism, murder. Now, you're a singer. You're a songwriter. Are you writing any songs? Are we going to expect some kind of mercy me or what's going on from Brian McKnight?
You know, considering I just released an album in the midst of this, what I did was on my new album, Exodus, I covered a song by an artist that I truly love by Sting called Fragile, because I truly believe that we're human beings. I never say race. The race that we are human. And it's the way that we interact with one another that is going to be what puts us into the future or becomes our downfall. Let's all remember that we're all very fragile. We're only on this earth for a certain amount of time. Why not make it as good as Popsy Bass?
Oh, definitely. We are playing the new song, and I'm glad that you have the new album coming out. Okay, so how your personal feeling on the protesting that's going on? Unfortunately, a lot of civil unrest going on in these streets.
I think these are conversations that need to be had. These are conversations that have always needed to be had. And it's unfortunate that we have to have them after something so tragic happened. But my hope is that because we're having these conversations, that we never have to have them again at some point.
Now, you know about the killing of Ahmaud Arbery, the killing of Breonna Taylor, Sean Reed, and of course, George Floyd. And there's a bunch of others I can name to you that you probably don't know of because some of these weren't filmed.
Right.
Now, how do you feel about these past killings and the fact that the fabric right now is being imbrued in America?
You know, again, none of this should ever happen. Quality is what we're all striving for. Hopefully, it's the hope of mine that we don't have to see any more of this. I don't want to see one more thing like this happen ever again. Conversations and these protests that are happening are going to be the catalyst that makes that be the case.
Maybe you're right. We got more with the great Brian McKnight hanging out with us. And he has a new album out on the Chubb Rock Show with Simon Baby.
We're clean over here. What about you?
Yes, sir.
Wash your hands and practice social distancing. Stay safe and stay home with the new Chubb Rock Morning Show.
You always wearing them glasses. You don't want to let no sucker look you in your eyes, huh? Better show them eyelashes.
We rock.
Keep rocking.
It's the Chubb Rock Show.
With Simon Baby.
The Chubb Rock Show with Simon Baby, Carol Blackman, and Kiki. Hanging out with the boy, Brian McKnight. Now, do you follow anything as far as the political structure of November? Any messages to your followers about November? We don't ever try to tell people who to vote for, but just the whole thought process of voting.
The only way you're going to make some change is to get out there and make the change yourself. It's easy to sit back and be mad about the situations that are going on, but if you're not out there voting and being active, then I'm not sure that you can say much about it. This is our right in this particular country to go out and vote and put the people in office that can make a difference. And here's this opportunity coming up in November to make a difference, particularly on the heels of everything that's going on. This is the perfect time to get out and vote and to be involved.
Now, COVID-19 is still out there, and you're a father, you have children. I mean, I think your children are grown now, but about school opening this semester, what is your feeling about that?
Well, with all the disinformation that's out there, Chubb, it's hard to know what's right. All we can do is do what we can for our kids to make sure that they're safe. If that means a hybrid, if that means homeschool, that's what we do until we figure this out.
The great Brian McKnight hanging out with us today. We appreciate everything. Now, he told me he was on the golf course during our conversation, so I need to school him on that sport as well.
I'm about to hit my next shot right now.
In fact, I thought that you were a basketball player, but golf, that's cool.
So, you know, Chubb, we all get old, and we got to do something else. So golf is my passion now.
We appreciate you, my brother. Now, what's the name of the new album?
New album is Exodus, and it's out everywhere.
Exodus, and it's out everywhere. The great Brian McKnight. Yeah. Hi, my brother. I wish you well. Go with God until we get a chance to shake hands personally.
You got it. Thanks, man.
Thank you, my boy.